Today, we'll discuss the third act of the play, The Way of the World. First, a brief summary of the act. At home, Lady Wishfort impatiently awaits Foible's return. Lady Wishfort is trying to hide the signs of age with cosmetics applied externally and brandy internally. Mrs. Marwood comes to tell Lady Wishfort that she has just seen Foible talking to Mirabel in the park. On Foible's return, Lady Wishfort sends Mrs. Marwood in a closet. Lady Wishfort taxes Foible with disloyalty. However, Foible takes advantage of this opportunity to forward Mirabel's plot. Foible assures Lady Wishfort that her portrait has inspired in Sir Roland his eternal and devoted love. When questioned about Mirabel, Foible convinces her mistress that she is still loyal to her. Foible says that Mirabel stopped her only to insult Lady Wishfort. Lady Wishfort therefore determines to marry Mirabel's uncle, Sir Roland. When Lady Wishfort withdraws to dress herself, Mrs. Fainall comes in and, unaware of Mrs. Marwood's hidden presence, she and Foible discuss the details of Mirabel's plot involving his servant Waitwell as Sir Roland. Foible then goes to attend Lady Wishfort, and Mrs. Fainall leaves secretly. Mrs. Marwood comes out from her hiding place, having heard both the previous conversations. When Lady Wishfort returns, Mrs. Marwood proposes that Sir Wilful should marry Millamant. Foible announces the arrival of the guests, namely Witwoud and Petulant, and then Sir Wilful Witwoud, who have come for dinner. Millamant arrives and Mrs. Marwood provokes her talking about Mirabel. Millamant admits that Mirabel loves her but laughs at the idea. Witwoud and Petulant come in arguing. Millamant leaves as Sir Wilful arrives. Witwoud pretends not to know his half-brother, and Sir Wilful does not recognize him. Petulant is about to provoke a quarrel with Sir Wilful when Mrs. Marwood introduces Witwoods. The brothers' reunion is far from friendly. Sir Wilful calls Witwoud a fop, and Witwoud thinks his brother is an ignorant country bumpkin. Lady Wishfort comes in with Fainall and greets her nephew, Sir Wilful. Mincing announces that dinner is ready, and everyone goes off except Fainall and Mrs. Marwood. Fainall complains of his married state and his wife's attachment to Mirabel. Mrs. Marwood says she has some information which could be used against his wife so that he will gain all her fortune, all her wealth. Fainall blames Mrs. Marwood for jealously preventing the match of Mirabel and Millamant. Mrs. Marwood tells him that they can benefit from their knowledge of Mirabel's plot by informing Lady Wishfort about it, by means of an anonymous letter. Her determination to deprive Mirabel of a fortune by this counterplot must, she says, convince Fainall that she now hates Mirabel. Mrs. Marwood then outlines a plan for Fainall. Since Lady Wishfort has control of Millamant's fortune, and since she is very fond of her daughter, Mrs. Fainall, Fainall should insist that Millamant's wealth should be made over to him on the threat of making public his wife's transgressions. That's all. Now, the critical comment. Before we analyze the third act critically, it would be quite useful to keep in mind what is Mirabel's plot. Our understanding of the play depends very much on knowing this plot. Mirabel has made a plan to produce his servant Waitwell as his fictitious uncle Sir Roland before Lady Wishfort, who would eagerly fall in love with him and would get married to him. Now, this is going to be a very awkward situation for a woman of distinction when she will come to know that Sir Roland is in fact Mirabel's servant. How can Lady Wishfort afford to become the wife of a servant? So, she will surrender to Mirabel, who has the solution to get this marriage null and void by producing the marriage certificate of Waitwell, which he has already obtained in the first act of the play. But he will do so on the condition that Lady Wishfort consents Millamant's marriage with Mirabel. This is the plot of Mirabel. Now, the success of Mirabel's plot depends very much on the secrecy. But Mrs. Marwood, while hidden in the closet of Lady Wishfort, she overheard the conversation between Mrs. Fainall and Fable about this plot of Mirabel. And now she makes a counterplot with Fainall to thwart the plan of Mirabel. So this is very, very important. Okay, now the critical comment on the third act of the play. Lady Wishfort's preparations for her meeting with Sir Roland are at the same time comic and pathetic. She reacts with ecstatic enthusiasm to Foible's description of Sir Roland's infatuation for herself. Her anger is readily inflamed by Foible's equally fictitious account of Mirabel's abuse. The language of Lady Wishfort's imagined revenge on Mirabel is colorful and vital. It offers an amusing contrast to what we should expect from a lady of distinction. Considering the reality of her situation, her excitement at the thought of seeing Sir Roland and her anxiety to look her best are pathetically childish. She is eager to be wooed, but would not seem to pursue. She would be forward, but not too forward. She dare not smile or frown, because her makeup might crack. Her efforts to dress herself are continually thwarted throughout the scene until dinner is finally announced. Her appearance is in fact one of the main concerns in this section of the play. Lady Wishfort is susceptible to flattery and so gullible that she responds immediately to Mrs. Marwood's preposterous suggestion of a match between Millamant and Sir Wilfull. In contrast, the young Millamant shows remarkable restraint and discrimination in her handling of Mrs. Marwood's spiteful comments. The meeting between Sir Wilfull Whitwood and his reluctant half-brother Whitwood presents us with an amusing contrast between the extremes of town and country values. Foible is presented different from the typical comedy lady's maid. She is an alive, mentally agile young woman. She knows all the intrigues in the Wishfort household. She is aware of the passages between Mrs. Marwood and Fennel, and the passages before that between Mrs. Fennel and Mirabel. She is indeed the key to all matters. Fennel's disillusionment as regards to marriage is now complete, thanks to Mrs. Marwood's skill as an informer. She plays on his despair to regain his favor, encouraging him to hope for some financially profitable solution to their predicament through a plan of her own. In the previous scene, Mirabel's plans had seemed likely to succeed, but now a counterplot threatens the lover's happiness. That's all. Thank you.